Hi, neighbors. Welcome to this Friday's edition of The Stoners Next Door with your hosts, Aaron and Maul. Start your weekend every Friday with a curated critique of some favorite posts, special segments, and interesting guests. Right here on The Stoners Next Door.
This is Aaron.
And this is Maul. Let's get right into it and see what's happening in the hood.
Oh, today. I get to go first.
Okay, you've got some good
because
ones.
Last couple of episodes you've had the poop alerts. And today here we go.
We've started something.
This will not continue, but here it is. The poop alert. I think this is a new low on the poop scale, someone in my neighborhood writes. This was left under my bird feeder. And it's some kind of container with a bag that's just tied up and you're not sure what it is. It says, I put on gloves and carried it to the curb because I'm not sure if there's a dead animal in there. And frankly, this is about the last straw. And someone in the neighborhood writes, so many weird bags of poop this week. I am sorry someone left it there. And someone else writes, who knows, maybe this is National Leave Your Bag of Poo Week. So I think we have indeed reached a new low.
We really have. Oh my gosh. I don't want to have to make that a segment, but it seems like it could be. Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, I took a look around some of the places I've lived, and I have some fun ones from NEPA, which is Northeastern Pennsylvania. And I love this one. Anyone know where I can get my female cat neutered? I'm going to say no, because a female cat doesn't get neutered. So that's a really hard question to answer.
Let me Google that for you.
Exactly.
Let me Google that for you. All right, here's one. This is just a general shout out to a neighbor. It says, hey, Bray Guest Wi-Fi. I regret to inform Bray Guest Wi-Fi that my teenage daughter is having a lot of fun using your unlocked Wi-Fi account. No wonder she is so tired in the morning. If this is your account, or if you know anyone in the neighborhood with the name Bray, I would be eternally grateful if you could help me by locking it. Like, really grateful.
Okay, that is so harsh to put someone on blast like that. But when you said Bray, my nephew's name is Bray. And I'm like, what? He doesn't live near here all. So it's not his. Okay, so this is coming out of Happy Valley. And it's another, I guess the segment could be strange things left in your yard or anywhere near your yard. So Carrie says, I just found this on my walk this morning, right by the Happy Valley Library. Kind of odd. I did report it to the police. And then there's this huge picture of a pretty expensive looking trailer hitch and a gas can and some, like, it almost looks like toilet cleaner and some other type of household stuff. So it's been discovered.
All right. And here is Miss Connections. I started taking a little tour around the country for some misconnections, continuing on last episode's theme. And here's someone in St. Louis, Missouri, who is looking for someone that they met at the Wood River Walmart. It says, I saw a beautiful woman at the Walmart Friday afternoon. You were picking orders for curbside, and I saw you several times, mostly in the dairy section. You came close to me as I was trying to choose a can of pie crust. I wanted to say something to you, but I didn't want to distract you from your job, and I couldn't think of nothing intelligent to say to you. My mind went blanco. You are as perfect as I have ever seen a woman be. I wish I had asked you about a product or just said hello.
Like maybe the pie crust that she was stocking.
You did notice me for sure. I shop there frequently and hope to see you again. I'll say hello next time. I would like to meet you.
Oh my God, that's so good.
I know, but
that's I have another Walmart one.
You do?
Yeah. This is from Pittston, Pennsylvania. And I actually used to live in Pittston, so this just feels a little homey to me. Okay. Walmart Pittston girl with camo shirt. And here it is. You passed me in the Halloween section. And again, when we checked out, I should have said something because I can't help but think we shared a connection. You had a camo shirt and black pants and you were super cute. I had an orange shirt on. If by some miracle you see this, please reach out. Okay.
And I've got another one from St. Louis. It says, hot construction worker doing the driveway at the house behind mine. Take a break from doing the driveway and come do me. I know you saw me come out in a tank top with no bra. What? I want the one with tight pants. Come knock on my door and do some work for me.
That can't be true. That's got to be. Come on. Well,
yeah. They supposedly banned personals in Craigslist ads, but in Misconnections, we're finding a theme. Because there's really another one here from Atlanta that says long, thick, and hard.
Oh, please.
Simple. I need some long, thick, and hard wood for my backyard.
Oh.
Hit me up with pick and stats if you can help.
God, even so I know what
I'd say that they have found a way around that.
Totally.
Right?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, here is, while we're on Misconnections, I think this one's kind of sweet. This is out of Wilkes-Barre, which is near Pittston, Pennsylvania, northeastern Pennsylvania. Okay, so who are you? Older gentleman here in Wilkes-Barre for the weekend staying at the Best Western, and you are at the Reddington. I honestly was admiring your perfect feminine beauty from a distance. You were wearing green trucks. I'm pretty sure he probably meant slacks and an orange top.
Very thick legs.
Right? And an orange top at times and sometimes without. What does that? Wait, what?
I don't know. These people.
So she's taking her top off and changing it maybe. Okay. I would love to know who you are and meet you in person. I'm here for one more night. Please get back soon. This is a real ad. If someone knows her, forward my post to her. Thanks, and say hi.
All right, it's time for our groups next door. There's a couple of groups that I want to talk about today. The first one is PDX Polyamory, which has one member.
So, talking about an oxymoron.
I don't think we're going to be getting very far with that one. And also, there's a dating group that has two members. And so I think either those people are going to have to...
They should just merge. Why don't they merge? And then
the polyamory and the dating group. We've got to get together. I'm sorry.
I love that. Oh, my God.
Lord. All right.
All right. Well, I've got one from the Let Me Google That For You section.
All right.
This is Jane in Milwaukee, Oregon. What voting county am I in with respect to Stanley and Furwood? My address oftentimes comes up as either Portland or Milwaukee, which is true. I lived there. I understand that. And is my county Clackamas or Multnomah? Now, that's where you lost me, Jane. That is where you lost me. Let me help. You are in Clackamas County. You are in the 5th Congressional District, the voting district. Two senators, Ron Wyden, Jeff Merkley, and your congressman is Kurt Schrader.
All right.
You're welcome, Jane.
Here, sometimes we like to get serious here, and this is part of the Neighborhood Watch. There apparently has been a rampant catalytic converter theft problem in the Portland area. And I guess the Atomic Auto Shop has put together a website that's at stopcatalyticconvertertheft.org to solve this problem by sending emails to senators and other representatives. So this person posted on Nextdoor saying, I'm hoping the lovely folks of Nextdoor can help us get this campaign out and get some traction.
Okay.
So let's do it.
Are we going back to the future? What is that? What's a catalytic converter?
CatalyticConverterTheft.org. I don't know, but I'm guessing that, and this guy wants to turn it, or woman wants to turn it into a felony and not just a misdemeanor. Well, I don't know. Like maybe they're selling it to get money to buy drugs or something is happening because they are particularly valuable.
Everyone has a cause, apparently.
I don't know.
Okay, this one, I'm going to keep this one kind of serious, okay. Because it's very interesting. So please let me know if you see my friend's van. This is a huge hardship for them, and they can't afford to replace it. So I'm kind of, you know, bummed out about that. So here's a text that he received from his friends. Hey, friends, my chosen family's car got jacked out of our driveway in the Brentwood neighborhood. The front of the car says Dodge Caravan. The roof and doors are a Plymouth Voyager. We don't know the plate number, but it has California plates. I'm sorry. I really feel bad. Okay. It's a teal minivan and a mishmash of three different cars. It has a bed mattress in the back. So just the front two seats are up. The ceiling is ripped out. It was filled with years worth of priceless possessions. Oh, that, okay. I'm sorry. I'm not going to laugh at that. It had musical. Sad. Let's see. The ceiling was ripped out. It was filled with years of priceless possessions. The only three things my friend has kept with him through these years of being homeless and traveling. See, this is where now I just feel really bad. But the description of the van,
sounded funny,
come on, it did. Sure. I know. Anyway, he's had years of homelessness and traveling, musical interests, instruments, and sacred cultural objects.
All right. Well, I have another segment that I'm going to introduce this time that maybe we can have from time to time, and that is the Welcome Wagon segment.
Ooh.
Welcome to the neighborhood. And so we could talk about people who join the neighborhood and follow our podcast. And we could also just talk about new people in the neighborhoods where we live. And here is one. Someone posted a picture of a new neighbor. It says, "Hello to our new neighbors. I met this family while I was in my front yard a couple days ago. She's a single mom of seven and pretty shy, but you might see them out for a walk in the early morning." And it's a picture of a possum
with
their seven babies hanging off of her back.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I'm not a real fan of opossums, but when I was in kindergarten, we came across,
to the neighborhood.
This was near Dunaway School, and there was a possum, a mama possum that got hit by the car, but her babies were still alive. So we took them back to our classroom. Aww. I take opossums very
seriously. That's so sweet.
Very seriously.
All right.
Okay. Well,
what do you got? I got a joke still.
Okay.
I just have to say
this one. Okay. And it's, you know, I'm always up for getting dogs and cats and all kinds of pets back to their rightful families. And it says Mia, which is spelled M-I-A, and then has it pronounced Maya, M-Y-A. It's like, why wouldn't you just name her that to begin with? But anyway, she's a little chihuahua. She's spayed because girls get spayed, not neutered. And she's 3 years old, and she's somewhere in Southeast Portland. So find her and get her back to these poor people.
Oh. And so I'll close on a joke a day. Here's one that's called Drive-Through Kindness Lesson. I was in the McDonald's drive-through this morning, and the young lady behind me leaned on her horn because I was taking too long to place my order. Oh, take the high road, I thought to myself. So when I got to the first window, I paid for her order along with my own. The cashier must have told her what I'd done because as we moved up, she leaned out her window and waved at me and mouthed, "Thank you," obviously embarrassed that I had repaid her rudeness with a kindness. When I got to the second window, I showed them both receipts and I took her food too. Now she has to go back to the end of the line and start all over. And the moral of the story is don't honk your horn at old people.
Oh my God. I could actually see that happening.
That's it for this week's edition. Thanks to Tim Oakley of Oakley Design Studios in Portland for our logo and Payam Karamoos for our intro.
And don't forget, we're on the lookout for creative partners interested in joining our show to help develop our companion website and social media outlets. Until next week.
Remember to send your favorite Nextdoor posts to Aaron and Mal at the
VSND at Outlook.com. That's VSND at Outlook.com. When you do, let us know if you're willing to be a guest on a future episode or part of our network of volunteer reporters across the country. And remember, no matter who you are or where you live, always be nice to the stoners next door, because you never know who they are.
The Stoners Next Door is a production of Aaron Douglas Enterprises, LLC.